This week on Minnesota Native News, a new focus on historical trauma to heal old wounds and a celebration of unity against the Washington NFL team name and mascot.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. More than 100 people packed the American Indian Center in South Minneapolis recently to learn more about how exploring historical trauma can lead to recovery. Melissa Townsend has the story.
What is historical trauma? For hundreds of years, American Indian people have endured a multifaceted assault on their culture and their existence, including forced relocation and boarding schools. In many instances, the anguish from these experiences has been unresolved and passed down through generations in the form of despair, depression, drug abuse, and disease. At this one-day conference, Linda Eaglespeaker told her story of being a young Native girl confined in an abusive Indian boarding school. The experience was intended to strip her of her Native identity, and it almost worked.
Night Flying Woman is my mother's name. I learned how to hate her. I learned how to hate my dad. I learned how to hate my grandparents. I learned how to hate my people. I learned how to lose my language. I learned how to lose ceremony. Until I finally reached the point where I was just a shell.
When she was finally able to leave, Eaglespeaker went to live with her grandmother, who taught her traditional tribal ways of living.
My grandma Katie's long gone now, but she made me a medicine pouch that she always told me I'm putting sparkles in there, life. And it's closed up, and I never know what's in there, but I always carry it. It keeps me strong, and whenever I falter a little bit, I hold on to them. I remember all of her words to be strong, to forgive.
Eaglespeaker says being strong and forgiving allows her to heal, so she's not handing down to her children the pain of her boarding school experience. There is a new state-funded program at the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe that aims to help people who, unlike Eaglespeaker, have not been able to stand up to the historical trauma affecting their lives. Linda Johnston is Human Services Director at Minnesota Chippewa Tribe.
They probably don't have the opportunity to get information about historical trauma, and so this is a grant to educate them and then provide intensive case management if there are issues that come up.
Johnston hopes working through historical trauma will help some Native clients get back on their feet. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Nearly 1,000 people marched and rallied outside the U of M TCF Stadium on November 2nd when the Vikings played the Washington NFL team. For months, a diverse coalition of Minnesotans had been urging the university to ban the name and mascot imagery of the team because they say it's racist and damaging to young Natives. The university did not comply with the demands. The game day protest focused on unity and a drive forward to continue efforts to ban the offensive name. Melanie Benjamin is tribal chairwoman of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe.
I am a proud Anishinaabe woman. I am a grandmother. I am a tribal leader. I am not a mascot. I say me grace to everyone who is here today, Native and non-Native. The tide is turning. Standing together, we will win this human rights victory.
There was an alternative, smaller rally of people, including Native Americans, who support keeping the Washington team name. Joni, who traveled from northern Wisconsin to attend the main rally, said she ran into some team supporters at her hotel the night before.
You know, I had my daughter and my niece with me as I talked to an older gentleman. You know, I said, everyone has their views and priorities, or, and you know, we have to be okay with that and accept those decisions.
Speakers at the rally also addressed the Washington team supporters. They welcomed their Native brothers and sisters to Minneapolis. This is Minnesota Native News.
Let's make it clear to Dan Snyder, all of us, say it with me in capital letters. We are not mascots.
We are not mascots.
Again, we are not mascots.
Yeah.
Again.